we teach differently than we did even as far back as 5 to 8 years ago. When I left the classroom, I typically spent the majority of my time telling kids, this is what you will learn. And the way we teach now is much more inquiry-based. What are your questions? Here's a topic we're going to study. Let's learn about this through experts. I always say, I just stapled something to my bulletin board today that says, reading like a writer and writing for a reader. And so we have to teach kids differently, I think, than we used to. And that's why we're getting the results we're seeing.
And this is at the third grade level.
This is at third grade level. I have authors. That's one of my favorite stories is my kids, by the time they leave their classroom as third graders and enter fourth grade, they don't see themselves as third grade writers. They are authors. And when we talk about math, they are mathematicians. They truly believe that they have kind of become experts in all of those fields, and they're capable of doing just about anything when it comes to reading, writing, math, science.
What sorts of things surprise you? Are you surprised every day? I talked to the woman who won the National Teacher of the Year last year, and she says every day when she walks in the classroom, she's surprised by something. Is that the case for you, too?
That truly is it. They come in after being gone for 12 hours, and it's like, Mrs. Bell, you have to see what I wrote last night in my writer's notebook. I'm like, oh, you have a writer's notebook at home. I didn't even know that. And like I said, to me, the true reward is when I see that learning extend beyond my classroom and become just a passion in their lives. And it does. It occurs every day. And if one student comes in and shares, oh, I have my own writer's notebook at home that I've been writing in at night, then that trickles into three or four more writers will come back the next day and say, Miss Will, I went out and bought a notebook too. Look what I've been writing. And so that's the joy in this, is when you see that, you make that impression that goes beyond the classroom walls.
And I mentioned last year's Teacher of the Year was from nearby Johnston. Do you have aspirations to be the National Teacher of the Year?
I joke. I am competitive and always have been. And I did tell the interview committee when I interviewed last Tuesday that they should not be surprised if we do bring this national title home 2 years in a row, because that's just who I am. And I said, I'm not sure historically if that's ever happened, but I will definitely put my best foot forward and do everything I can to prepare myself for that competition.
Now, if you don't win National Teacher of the Year, what do you have in your future?
As far as I know, I will transition out of the classroom at the end of the winter break, so Christmas break time, December. So a lot of public speaking is what I'm anticipating. Beyond that, I'm not really sure.